Today, we're talking about fusion in Dragon Ball Daima. Yes, really, fusion.
No, I just realized, dude, I think we're in a podcast, dude. I don't know how we got here, dude.
Dotto, eat this bug.
Oh, I feel great now.
Wait, wow, what's like happening?
Toasty, use all of your budget this month to merge us together realistically.
Yeah, I want it to look like Dion's intro. As good as Dion's intro, and I know we're not on a green screen.
Shout out to Dion, because he bought a green screen and he wants the world to know it, bro. Like, he is... Get you somebody that loves you as much as Dion loves his green screen.
I went on, I don't know how much of this will end up coming out, but I did like an interview. This guy named Oni is doing this like video talking about like the beginning of Doke on YouTube, and asked a lot of questions, and one of those things that he mentioned was just like how a lot of effort is left the Dokkan community or something like that. And I was like, yeah, we used to do like intros, kind of like what Dion is doing right now is kind of some of the like bits we used to do back in the day, but I just haven't done a bit like that. But seeing Dion do that, it's a funny way that you say that he got a green screen, wants people to know, but seeing Dion doing those intros actually makes me want to go back and make some of those intros. Because I have some
my favorite
like
one that he's done, my favorite one that Dion's done recently, because I actually like the effect looked pretty good, but he did like the Goku Black fusion with himself and himself.
Yeah.
But he like spins and then he actually like layers over himself in the spin. And the edit was pretty simple once he showed me, but in practice it looked like he was doing 360 rotations with himself. And I was like, that looked pretty seamless actually.
No, it looked great. I hope that this looked great. If you're an audio listener, you might have to come over and just see how hard Toasty cooked on that Batara, fusion bit right there. So anyways, Dotto.
I like that we're saying that there's like a 50% chance, like what if he didn't, you know, like what if this is another sizzle reel?
But maybe it's almost funnier that way.
Speaking of Dion, last thing on Dion is we just finished up the fifth month of Mayhem, which apparently he said this and I didn't even know this. Apparently me and Ryan weren't even a part of the first month of Mayhem. I guess that was like a solo thing he did. Let's get it out the way early, dude. I can't believe how many years of my life have gone by on this website.
That's crazy. Syriax month of May. I got to see this, because his first year was the year that he tried to do one every day, right? And he like,
I think so. Yeah,
that would have been tough, dude. I don't know how. I think he definitely. There's only 24 episodes in this, so yeah, he did. Unless you pre-plan, you start recording like way, 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 way early. Like, cause he edits his own, or at least he did back then. I don't know if he still edits 100%, but I could not imagine trying to play the game, get a good video, edit it, and get it out each day for like the entire month. That's great. Wait, no, you guys have a video.
Yeah, we probably were in there once.
I terrorized my friends in Dead by Daylight, Three Idiots and More. I might actually be in that video. Hang on.
Yeah, I think JRK might have been too, actually. At least I have that memory.
Yeah.
Whether or not that's a false memory, I can't remember.
I feel like JRK was in it, and so was Thunder, and so was me.
Also, Nana, let me get your honest take on this, because this might be something that... And I do understand this, by the way, if there's like younger people that left this comment. But a lot of people commented on Dion's newest video. Welcome to the Dion cast, by the way. It was... they were like, wow, no In Silence this year, which is like a game that we've played, like, I think most years that we've done it. But the thing is, I mean, it's a fun game, great memories with it, but it is a shitty Steam game after all. And it's like, there's been no updates. After a while, like, you got to let things go, bro. Like, sometimes things just have to be let go. What do you think of that? Or do you think you should just always run things into the ground?
No, the whole thing that spawned our whole conversation right here, right now, I literally talked about that in the Dokkan thing of like, he's like, I've just noticed you've like uploaded less Dokkan. And I'm like, because there are just some things I've done in that game that I just don't think I should do anymore. I don't know. Like, there was a saying, and I'll say it here, and I think this is probably what y'all are doing, but sometimes you have to kill your darlings, I think is like the saying or something like that.
Jesus.
Yeah. And sometimes like you just have to know when like enough is enough. So yeah, if they've not updated it, you guys wouldn't really be scared by it again at this point, right? Like it's kind of ran its course.
I'll even say like the last year we did, it was just like every bit had been done, every possible variation of every possible bit we could have done is like, I still think there was value in the last one we did, but definitely not like, I don't think it ever reached, ever reached the peak of like year one, take one. But then it like after that, it was just a slow and steady decline. And I think at a certain point, it's just, and this is something I think comes with age, it's better to have had it stopped before it got to the point where you want it to stop. I don't know if that, like, I kind of think this way of like OG Game Grumps. Like,
dude, he has to bring up Game Grumps every episode. It's
let's get Iron Kate on the podcast where I can't even talk to you about this. But like I look back and that shit is just such a perfect, like, captured in a box. This is what it was. This is what it is. That's it, dude. And there's value in that. There's value now. Now, I think we've both also agreed, Nano. I'm also the kind of guy with Dragon Ball. Let it run until I'm dead and in the ground, bro. Like, I don't care. If it's bad, I can just choose to ignore the bad parts. So maybe I'm taking away from my argument here. But as the person working on it, I guess my stance as a creator sounds pretentious with Let's Plays. But as the person making it, it's like, I don't want to fake it. Like, I don't want it to be bad just because that's what it is and that's what you guys want. So here it is.
Yeah, I agree, and I also get what you mean by that too, because I'm definitely with, yeah, I'm 100% with you. I will take Dragon Ball literally until the day I die, and also there's probably a high chance that Dragon Ball outlives. Actually, there's like a 99% chance that Dragon Ball outlives both of us.
No, I think it should, to be honest. Yeah. And I know people disagree, but it's like, oh, it should have stopped the Frieza saga, but then we wouldn't have got the Cell saga.
Nah,
dude.
I don't agree with that. Like, Cell saga is my favorite.
That would have been. And then they're like, oh, no, it should have stopped at the Cell saga. But then I'm like, but dude, then we wouldn't have gotten Vegito, dude. Like, I think there's, like, benefits to it just going on. Now, but, and again, I could just ignore the bad parts. I could just ignore it.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like with Dragon Ball Super. Like, you could talk about Battle of Gods in the ROF arc, but why talk about those when you could talk about the Tournament of Power, which is, like, a ton of fun.
Yeah, and yeah, Heroes existed, but no, it didn't, dude. And I don't even know what that is, to be honest.
Man, so today we're gonna be, listen, Dotto, last week we missed out on book club, and to make up for that, we're going back to do book club the week before,
crazy.
And also last week. So that'll be at the end of this episode after we rate the episode, because this is key moments where we talk about Dragon Ball Daima. And today was called Chatty, and hopefully you guys also liked the video. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And you can watch our reaction to Chatty by clicking the link down below in the description to go to patreon.com/keymoments. Or if you're on YouTube, you can just click the join button here and you can watch our reaction and watch Dragon Ball Daima with us. And Dotto, you might have got a little birdie in our ears that told us to watch this episode immediately so that way we didn't get spoiled.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we're saying that, like, for me, you're not the little birdie.
I was the birdie in your ear because I got a birdie in my ear, okay?
But we talked about this a little bit on the reaction. But yes, basically, this is the first episode, which, I mean, granted, I don't agree with what the little birdie said. I'll say that right now. But
same.
Now we know that later in the series, there will definitely be a all hands on deck, no internet access moment. But yes, this episode was pitched to me through Nano as I'm off Twitter. Don't go on Twitter. The worst has come. This episode has the big moment. Didn't know what it was.
Yep.
I was getting tweets popping up from like DBS Hype and other accounts like that. I was like, I couldn't swipe away fast enough. I was like, I can't do. So yes, I went into this episode with elevated expectations, way too high. This was the most excited I've been for a Daima episode since episode one of Daima. And I would even say it eclipses that by like times two. It does not, spoilers, I don't think it does anything to warrant the excitement I went in going in. But it was probably the best episode of the show.
Yes. I would.
Bro, I had to chew on
well,
that.
Well, no,
one.
Sorry. We got it. Toasty literally messaged us a whole paragraph. Like, it popped as you asked me that question. So I had to look down to see real fast what he was saying. Anyway, yeah, I think like it's super unfortunate that we had the birdie in our ears on this particular case, because actually, thought I'll kind of take one step back. I don't need a birdie in my ear telling me something's massive. I'm locked in on Daima. Like, I'm 100% full in on Daima. So I don't even.
You're a big fan, huh?
And you're not?
Yeah, not really, dude. I'm like a mild fan.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, come on, did I am a big fan.
I was like, wait, Dotto, come on, man. What do we?
I mean, this is just a dumb question, bro. What else am I going to be a fan of? Bro, what else am I watching? This is the only show I'm watching right now, and just in life in general.
Yeah, I mean, same. I really am not. Well, wait, that's not true. I tried Dan to Dan.
Oh, yeah. I've actually been reading that, though.
Oh, okay. I watched that first episode. Everything everyone said was right. That was a very, I don't know. But I don't understand what the show's about really right now. But I need to watch episode two. I've only watched literally episode one. And I was like, oh,
that's kind of the,
okay.
That's kind of the part I like about Don to Don is that it's...
Don to Don. Did I say Dan to Dan? I did, didn't I? My bad.
Yeah, no, I threw that in there as like a little save with a key moment set. But I kind of like it just because, I don't know, I really like stories. Like Akira Toriyama was very good at this too. But like the whole thing's about like ghosts and aliens and like paranormal. I don't really know everything there is to know about it. I just like the concept of being in this freaky world where anything can literally happen. Because from what I've read, literally every arc is just like, well, that was fucking weird. And then they turn the corner and it's like some apocalyptic horror and it's just like, what the fuck? So it is constantly weird, but it's
okay.
I don't know, it's pretty entertaining. It's kind of like Daima, honestly. It feels like Daima, where it's like, wow, I sure am glad that this Majin Buu anti-Patara gas is activated.
We'll be talking about that in book club, Dotto.
Shout out to us for implementing book club and then immediately not doing book club.
I know people were sad about it. That's why we're bringing it back today. That's why it's being brought back.
We didn't show up to our own book club. That is hilarious.
Anyway, I didn't need being told that it's massive to see it. I am happy that because of that we got to watch it earlier in the day. Because right now I don't know when exactly we're going to record these, because again, Dotto is in Japan, which I would love to do a bit of a bonus podcast where we can get a little yapping in and hear about what is Dotto doing in Japan. You know, like what is Dotto doing in Japan look like? You know what I mean? Like,
well, right now it looks like this. If anybody's watching the video podcast, I thank you for saying that, because this is my cue to say that it is 4 a.m. here. So
yeah, well,
you know, just a little plug.
It is
to show why my eyes are devoid of life.
It is 2 p.m. here, so it's a much, man. See, Dotto, if you were still in the States, this would just like a super normie recording for us. This would just be, you know.
No, if anything, this would probably be my last recording before I call it an early day and then just relax downstairs.
And then wait, dude. would you relax downstairs or would you be playing WoW?
Actually, I might be playing WoW, to be honest. I do have some games. Dude. Ugh, I fucking hate go on. What was your thought? I don't want to get too lost on WoW, dude.
Oh god. No, I more or less because we are known to some people as meathead moments. I just want to be as plain as day as like I'm just really enjoying this series. I do hate though that we had this massive thing. And again, it does have a massive implication because we don't know where they're going. And there was a very interesting tweet that I sent to you that I also wanted to discuss here as well. But now that we know to some extent somebody's fusing, I mean, they didn't do this call out to fusion in this episode without it being a thing happening at some point. So,
well, let's explain it, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. We can take a step back and talk through the episode. Dotto, I took notes this time.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you got your notebook out.
Do you want to hear about my first note?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go through Nano's notes. This is how I want to start the show off.
Intro hits.
Okay.
Do you like the intro?
Sure. I like the intro.
So,
are you gonna write that note down every time, or do you think you're gonna feel differently about intro?
I think the intro is gonna hit every time. I made that statement about how like I don't typically add songs from Dragon Ball series to like my, you know, my playlists, but I might actually be adding this one. I'm really vibing with this one. I don't know. It's like, I could see myself driving at night listening to that song. Like, that feels like that should be in one of those playlists that's like driving in Tokyo at night in the 90s. Like, that's, you know, that's...
What?
You don't get suggested those videos?
No, I do, but that's... Maybe we got two different, like, mental states going on, bro, because usually mine are, like, depressing, like, with rain, you know, like...
Well,
a happy song.
Most of mine are like some sort of EDM type sound, and this has a very EDM sound. Actually, I'm just now realizing that you could technically drive at night in the rain in Tokyo, Dotto, and I'm kind of jealous of that.
I could, yeah. I don't think I'd ever drive here, but I would walk. I've walked at night.
Oh, you'd need to have a license in Japan to do that, huh?
Yeah, and I honestly, I just wouldn't want to.
Oh, really?
I think I would just, I would die of stress, bro. I'm not trying to drive in this city. Pedestrians have all the, I'm going to be honest, America is so based for treating pedestrians like the walking traffic cones they are. What, dude? You know how annoying it must be to drive when you have to respect the people around you? Holy, holy moly, dude. No, I can't do that.
Damn. Donald's one of those guys that's like, how many points have I hit them? That's like,
unironically,
I'll do it too.
Dude, unironically, it looks so, because I've taken like some taxis here and Ubers. One, just driving on the other side of the road, like, I feel like that would break my brain for the, like, 2 weeks. And two, it's just like you'll turn and then some guy will be crossing the road even though he's not allowed to. It's like, how do you stop yourself from getting out of the car and beating them to death with your fist? Like, I don't know.
Damn, do you have some strong feelings about...
I simply think that if you jaywalk, it should be punishable by death. Relax, it's jokes, it's comedy, guys.
Dude, hang on. So the entire time that you're going to live in Japan, you're never going to drive.
Fuck no. No. Dude, I mean it. Even, again, if I lived in the countryside on like a mountain, then I would. You know, I'd get like a little pickup truck and I'd live the little farmer dream. But in a city, first of all, I wouldn't drive in New York either. Let me get that out there. But Japan, Tokyo is like, it's like New York driving if it had like added three tiers of, I don't even know if that's true. New York driving is pretty ass.
Yeah,
I just don't like city driving, bro.
I would not want to drive in New York. No, that doesn't sound very fun. I guess in my mind, I didn't know exactly where you were, but I imagined less New York and more LA, because there is a difference.
There is a difference.
It's more New York.
I would say it's like a combination of both. I would say it's more New York.
Okay.
And then as you get out, it's more LA. The highways are very LA reminiscent. And it, to be fair, if I could get to the highway, I could probably handle it no problem. But driving in the city, nah, I'd rather just not be there.
Dotto, I'm very obsessed with like just general like JDM culture and stuff like that. So I watch a lot of like videos about just driving in Japan, and I feel like it's such a vibe. But I don't 100% know where they're at. Obviously, I've never been to Japan, so it's like hard to imagine. And now you're like literally in the thick of it all, so it's much different for you. But it's so weird to me that all you guys have went over there, and I don't know if any of y'all really care about JDM culture like at all. And I think that's probably the cool, like one of the coolest things about like just in general going over there and just like I just love everything about that. I would love to go to like a car meets and stuff like that. I don't know, it'd be so sick, dude, and to like get to drive over there.
I have one of my friends from like childhood is like super into I feel like this put painting me and my childhood friends in a bad light, but he keeps telling me to steal somebody's license plate because he really likes the way Japanese license plates look.
Okay, yeah.
But I just, it's not like something I'm super into, but I can see why it's a big deal over here, because if you're driving, it's most likely because you're very passionate about the hobby. Whereas in America, if you're driving, it's most likely because you're over the age of 16.
I guess that is definitely a way to put that. Okay.
well, yeah, it's just like, so you don't need to drive here.
Can you walk to pretty much everywhere that you need to be? Sorry, we're going to talk about Drum on Dime. I'm sorry, but it's like, can you walk to everywhere that you need to be?
Yeah, I mean, you can walk to a train station if you're close enough to the city.
Okay. Huh. Interesting.
But no, that's pretty much you know, that's my driving rant.
Okay. Okay. So, all right, my second note is, which was really, really fast into the episode, and was one for the Glory Bros over here, Mr. Dada Doya. But the Glorio ends up fighting a green winged demon, and it was awesome. It was very quick, but we got a smidge of a taste, like actual taste of like Glorio and what he might be able to do. Now, there was a really weird comparison here. Goku, of course, has to like sort of size Glorio up and says he imagines that he's stronger than Shin. But I just don't think that's even like a really good, like that's not a good metric because Shin gets folded by everything in Majin Buu Saga, right? That's the whole purpose of why, you know, why we needed Gohan and Vegeta and all these other characters.
I mean, Goku took a minute to insult Shin and then you just dogpiled on. But yes, the Glory Bros do get some action this episode. He also is shady this episode. I assume we'll get to that in your notes though.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm not going to lie. I also zoned out for a second and I was just imagining the fight scene again as you were talking. And then I zoned back in and realized I wasn't watching the show again. I was just listening to you explain it. But this is a very, and this is going to get even more obvious, but this is a very Dragon Quest show.
Yes.
And Glorio is kind of sick, dude. I'm so glad I cashed in all my chips and I went all in on this character like weeks before Daima came out because this guy is the GOAT. And he's up to something nefarious. I don't know what it is yet. I don't know what it is. Maybe we'll talk about it in book club some other week, but he's up to something.
Maybe is that our what do we think Glorio is up to? That's our book club of the week. Maybe
no,
one of them.
Bro, no. Whoa. No. We're not gonna waste it on that this week. We gotta ask people who do you think is gonna fuse? I wanna know who the payoff is gonna be.
Yeah, but see that's for the meathead side. I wanna get the super crazy book club side in.
Okay, involved. Let's do two then, because I wanna be able to place my bets because we'll get to it with the fusion talk.
So next thing, which I just noted, but this was before that he did the fight, but one of the sort of like I wouldn't necessarily call it a gimmick, but definitely a narrative here that they're building is that they can't fly long distances, right? So this is nerfing Goku and his ability to essentially get anywhere that he needs to be in like a matter of seconds.
Yeah, I'm ready to get off the third demon planet, bro. Like this shit sucks. Like, can we fly already, dude? Like, what is this nerf?
I mean, you don't think it's going to be that way in all the demon realms? You think it's just a third?
I feel like they genuinely might because it gives it more of like an on foot like RPG adventure vibe, but I'm hoping as soon as we're away from these like onions that spit fog, like we can fly again. Cause this is getting old, or at least like, let's get the plane back, dude. Like this plane jacking has set us back years.
I mean, yeah, but, I think that's a key detail to note, especially if you're just like maybe keeping up with, I mean, surely if you're not watching episodes, you're just listening to us, then I guess that's something, but basically a plot device here is that the air is heavy. So we can't just fly. It's not like typical Dragon Ball. We can't just like in the blink of an eye be around, you know, the demon realm. Because if that was the case, then Goku, which Dotto has pointed out multiple times during our rewatch of how fast Goku and the Z Fighters actually are, and that they could like circle the Earth in like 0.3 seconds. So they could he could be in Demon Realm 1 right now if he really wanted to be, if it wasn't heavy air, basically. But speaking of the demon realms, Dotto, another key point that we learned is that they've split the three Demon Realm Dragon Balls across the three Demon Realms. So the third Demon Realm has one, second Demon Realm has one, and first Demon Realm has one, which we've seen in the first, because that's the sword. That's the sword dude.
Yeah, I do like that they split them up like that. But yes, no, I'm more excited for it now, because now, and this is also, did you write down in your notes that Glorio's acting real suspicious about this shit? Like, he kind of lets Goku think that it's his idea to go get the Dragon Balls.
But
I don't know.
Yeah. I just wrote down.
I thought there was something out.
We keep getting shots of Glorio being like suspicious. Like there's something about Glorio that is suspicious, and like they're definitely purposely doing shots at Glorio.
He's playing,
to sort of build that agenda.
He's playing some 5D chess here. He's. I think he wanted Goku and Shin to think it was their idea to go after the Dragon Balls. But we'll see. I mean, I'm not completely sure on it yet. I still think Glorio is going to be a hero at the end of the day, but I definitely think he's going to be a villain by the middle of the day. If you're catching my drift here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, and I definitely think you are correct on that for sure. Then, the next note I have here is because at that point, I mean, I guess I didn't really note this down, but we do fly on a, like a flower sort of thing. But prior to that is the whole thing that spawned the title of this episode, the intro of this episode, is that we're in a shop trying to find a way to travel. And in that shop, Goku's presented with like a lizard and a drink that he didn't like. And then eventually he wanders over to like candy bowls, essentially, and they are bugs. And they are bugs with buffs. This is literally straight up like something straight out of a video game. One of them is like a sensu bean. Others are just literally buffs. But the main one of focus here is that you can eat two of these bugs and fuse. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it can be multiple people, too. Like, it's not even just two people. You can have, like, a three-man fusion. The picture shows three. So, that's why I want to know, like, who everybody thinks is going to fuse. Like, we were talking about it kind of in the reaction, but it might be just another Goku-Vegeta thing. It could be, I mean, the thing is, it could be Goku, Vegeta, and Piccolo. It could be Glorio and Shin. I mean, I don't know. This is like, so, while granted, I didn't think this was like massive enough for me to avoid all spoilers, but the implications of this, whenever this gets paid off, this will probably be the best episode of Super. I mean, Daima.
No, wait, did you just say Super?
Hey, this is a Super level of interest, okay? Like, this is big news, bro. A new fusion on the horizon.
I will say this. I know that there are a lot that are like us, but I know there's also a lot of people that wanted Diamond to not go down this route. And so the fact that we might have our first ever three-person fusion here, which you're, so the sign does say three, but I believe when they show his little packet, we only see two of those specifically in his packet.
I think you can split them in half, though. I think, wasn't the way they work, like, you split the bug and each eat a half?
I see that now. Yeah, sure enough. Sure enough. You're right. Okay.
And I didn't even know they got two. Getting two fusion bugs is kind of crazy. They might use it twice.
So,
I know the Dokkan developers are licking their lips right now. In fact, I think every game developer is licking their lips at this episode.
Dude, it's something that, yeah, sure enough, they've got, he has two of those and then one of essentially all the others, basically. At least from what we can see in his little packet here. Man, I hate that I can't just easily screenshot stuff, dude. Gah! The internet's like, dude, it frustrates the fire out of me that I can't do that. But anyway, he basically has one of each and then two of the little fusion bugs here, which I think is also really key to note that this isn't even like us just like going off of the sign. Like, Goku straight up just says that's fusion. Like, Goku literally calls it out 100%. So let me ask you this, Dotto, since we're here. Do you think, because I also want to bring up a little tweet, Mr. Doya. But do you think that this writes out any chance of a new form? Do you think this will be a big section? This will be sort of the big thing that we walk away from Daima? Or do you think that we're getting honestly, both a fusion and a new form out of this series?
I didn't even think of it like that because I've always been like a new form, not happen kind of guy. But I would say yes. Like, this is big enough to replace any new form, especially if they do like... I'm not gonna lie, I'd be disappointed if this is just like we end up with Vegito, but it's through the bugs. I would rather, like, I'm not even to say I wouldn't want Goku and Vegeta to do it, but I would want them to be their own unique third guy, you know what I'm saying? So if that happens, absolutely, that's big enough to, I mean, again, I made the joke about game designers licking their chops, but that's because, like, that's DLC worthy. If you think about it like that, like, a new form is basically like what you're selling. Like, where's the merch coming from? And this would move merch. You get now. You get even more than Goku and Vegeta in there. Like, Gohan shows up. Gohan, Vegeta, and Goku. I don't know, dude. Saiyan trilogy.
We have some Gohan stuff to talk about later in the episode during book club because obviously that was a big portion of our episode 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I don't know if Gohan would be the character. I think, yes, if you're asking me who I could pick of the three characters to fuse, I mean, yeah, bro, I'm going to say the three Saiyans. But something tells me that Piccolo might be involved some way, somehow, maybe. I would personally rather have the three Saiyans, though. That's just me. But I'm down.
I'll take anybody. If Glorio gets in there, I'll also take that.
Dotto, what if we're being just so, like, feeble-minded right now, and actually it's because there's two bugs, there's a multiple fusions, Dotto. Multiple new fusions.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I, you know, and we don't know how they're going to chop them up, so we could really be looking at, like, a new Goku-Vegeta fusion, and then, like, just an entire gang fusion. Like, we might get, like, I don't even know. Like, I'm trying to think of what they could possibly name it, but just like the ultimate warrior of Universe 7. And then boom, dude, we're printing money at this point. Dime has never sold more copies. It's flying off the shelves.
Dude, all right, so our question for this week, besides what do you think Glorio's up to, what do you think Glorio's true motive is here, because he definitely has one that has not been revealed yet. Do you want to ask the question of who do they want to see fused, or more specifically, what would the name be of the character fused?
I just want to know who they want to see fused, and then they could throw a name on there. Because if it is going to be another Goku and Vegeta, I do want it to have a new name. No way we just get Gogeta or Vegito again.
Yeah, no. Because it's not going to be Vegito. It's like Vegito Mini. Like, there's just, like, that wouldn't make sense because it's technically with a new... I just love that it's Akira's baby, and, like, Fusion is still here. Like, people act like these moments weren't of his, like, or in his original, like, manga, and they act like it's, like, mischaracterization of the series, and I'll be damned if we're not four episodes into Daima and he's already found a new way to bring Fusion into the scene. You know what I mean? Like, maybe
Fusion's cool.
Maybe it's a mischaracterization. Maybe they're applying a wrong mischaracterization onto the series themselves, and that's really not what it's about. am I wrong, Beto? Am I wrong about what about, like, we're already here. Already got a Fusion on the table, man.
I've never understood why people think, like, people don't know why people think Fusions are cool. Like, the Fusions aren't even my favorite characters, but there's a reason that people find them cool, and it's because it's the characters that people already like literally making an even cooler, stronger guy. It's, like, obvious.
Yeah, it's so cool. So, I guess, you know what? This is such an easy bridge before we wrap up the episode discussion, but there was a little tweet last week that really goes well with a lot of what we talked about, and since we just talked about a new form, Vocal Pineapple tweeted, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if Saiyans were some sort of tie, had some sort of tie to the Demon Realm, maybe not being from here, but some sort of pact, and that's due to the fact of, well, first off, when you actually see them transform into Great Apes, they do look very demonic for a second, and secondly, I think it would be interesting if, like, the original Saiyans somehow did make some sort of pact with a demon king of sorts or something like that, that gave their bloodline some additional abilities, and that would explain why they're so strong and why they have all these transformations and stuff like that, versus, like, I don't know. And then Zed quote tweets it and says, yeah, they get pointy ears when they're in Great Ape, huh? Yeah, they're 100% making a Super Saiyan 4 like Demon Saiyan form. Now, I don't think this is, like, a necessarily guarantee. Like, this is just a theory, obviously. I think it's a fairly decent theory, but with how much lore dump, which this was one of the episodes that you've noticed, there's not been much lore dump in this episode specifically, but there's been a lot of lore dump in Daima so far. Dotto, do you think there's any validity to this? Do you think you could see them eventually having some crazy reveal that, like, Saiyans do have a tie back to the Demon Realm, and that explains some of their uniqueness, I guess? Or do you think this is just a bunch of bullshit?
I think it's a fun idea. If you're asking me to bet, I would bet that it won't have anything to do with it.
Okay.
But I do think it's a fun idea, and it wouldn't, like, make me mad if they did something with it. I do think it would be a fun way to bring Super Saiyan 4 in, if it's something about the Great Apes being, like, a demonic form in nature. Then I think it fits in very nicely and neatly. And, again, so far everything with the Demon Realm has been pretty cool. So, I wouldn't even mind that, honestly. I just don't think it's going to go that way.
Okay, well then, bonus question. We've already asked this. We've drove this one into the dirt, so we haven't talked about this one too long. But do you think there's a new form? For real. Do you think there will be a new form?
No, I would say that the Fusions is going to be the best we get.
Okay. I'm going to still... Fusion. You know, for all the key members here that believe in a new form coming from Daima, I think there's going to be something that pushes Goku, and something that intertwines with, like, the realm, the demon realm, with the Saiyan blood, and Goku is going to go into some level of a new form. Now, I don't know what that form is. I don't know if it'll look like Super Saiyan 4. I don't know if it'll be some heroes looking shit. I don't know. But I do think at some point, because I think another thing to note really fast is that, and I've not done maybe I'll try that. I'll sit down and I'll watch the trailer, because I said I wouldn't, but maybe I will now because I'm actually curious. I think we've seen almost every sequence besides Goku going Super Saiyan that the trailer showed us. I think we are really getting close to very, very, very uncharted territory. Like, I, you know, like, so many trailers these days spoil the shit out of every, like, you've basically seen the movie when you're done with the trailer. But in the case of Daima, I think right now they utilize most of these first, like, four episodes to give us their shots. I think we've seen almost everything since that the fight that we've not talked about from this episode happened. I want to say we've seen almost everything from the original Daima trailer. So I really think we're about to go in uncharted territory, and I think that's very on purpose. And so it would not surprise me if they're, I would not surprise me if Fusion is only the beginning of what this series will have for us later on, is really what I'm trying to get at. So,
I mean, yeah, we got 20 more episodes to go or something like that. So, I mean, we still are a long way out.
So,
damn, I can't believe that the whole gang is going to get together at some point. Like, that just seems crazy.
Right? You know what, though? The fact that we're, you know, with the preview for next week, we both might be closer to being right with Vegeta and Piccolo when they show up. We actually might be, because I think I said 13, you said 17 or something like that for Vegeta showing up. And at this pace currently, they may not join in until, like, they're in the second realm or the first realm at this point. Like, they may not even go to the third realm. Or it's going to come out that, like, they've been there this whole time, but they couldn't find them or something like that, and they don't meet up until way later as well. So that would be, that's going to be an interesting one too. So after the bug shop, they hop onto a flower type thing, which I thought was going to bloom out almost like a Fortnite ass looking like umbrella thing. They were going to like ride it down. Instead, it's just literally like the stalk of a big flower that they're hopping on a catapult. And the reason they're doing this is because their plane was, Glorio's plane was stolen. They can't fly, so they need something. So they hop on this catapult from this, you know, guy at the shop that we also seen in the trailer, which is why I was bringing that up. And they shoot off onto this, and it's about to land into one of the areas that is essentially like, it reminds me, there's a, what movie am I thinking of? Or maybe it's from God of War. There's something in a show where like it's like the pit of the soul, the lost souls, and they like grab you and bring you in. You know what I'm talking about?
No, it just reminds me of like Avatar has something like this, but it's like a fog that you just wander around in forever.
Oh, okay. Well, they were about to land in that essentially, and they had to jump off. And after that, they end up in the village, which is where we see that word. How would you pronounce that? Is it Gindamari?
I don't even know what you're trying to say right now.
Look at what I DM'd you on Discord. That's the name.
Oh, what?
That's the name of the king's henchman.
Oh, Gindamari. Yeah, I guess so. Gindamari.
Anyway, that's the name of the henchmen that have arrived at this village and are now asking for the villagers on the spot, by the way, to give them up 3 coins. They're asking
in this
for 3. By the way, I would have thought it would have been like food, you know, or I don't know. What does he need with money? You see that palette? Like, what does he need with money?
Well, dude, they got to tax the third world demon, like. Demon third world is just like they can never get ahead, bro. Not a single cent is going to getting better houses. It's all going to the king, which I guess he uses to not pay the light bill at his own place.
I love that theme just continues to come up. There was also before we got to the village, Goku is finally informed of the Tamagami, which are the protectors of the Dragon Balls. Essentially, you'll have to defeat them to collect their Dragon Ball. And so Goku finally is aware of that. But as soon as we're told about that, that's when we end up, we revisit this is actually part of the Glorio sort of characterization setup here, because Goku's like, oh, it's just 3 Dragon Balls in the Demon Realm. That's cool. Let's just collect all 3. Oh, they're guarded by Tamagami. Oh, okay. But also Shin's like, don't forget, we got to rescue Dende. And then we get to the village. And at the village, that's when the king's henchmen are there. And they need 3 coins. And if you don't have a coin, for every coin you're missing, they're gonna zap 3 years of your life, Thotto. 3 years per coin that you miss. So if you don't have coins at all,
pretty expensive.
9 years, Thotto. Nine years.
Pretty expensive. And to be fair, at least they're consistent with it, because there was an old ass guy that's about to go up. This is when Goku steps in. The old ass guy's like, I don't even know if I got 9 years left, brother. Please.
It actually wasn't Goku though, Thotto.
Oh, that is true. I mean, but it was. I mean, Pansy stepped up with a a wasabi bomb that did absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Literally just a dud. And then she had to bust out the Timu taser. But Goku stepped in. You know, at that point, that's when the power pole came out. And multiple lives were taken. Actually, zero lives were taken. And Goku just becomes a fugitive. But there was a lot of fights in this episode. Finally, we are entering the meathead arc of Daima. Fusion was mentioned. And then just every combo started coming out.
Bro says finally as if we're not just now at episode 4, but yes.
Yeah. Well, hey, we made it past the Daima episode, and now like we're really getting into it.
I guess another like plot point here to mention is that each of those demons had a like a bracelet. What am I trying to say? Like a brace around their neck. That they could control. So essentially, like you can't run away. And another thing too is that they actually yoink 3 years off of one of the guy's lives first before stepping up. So that guy loses 3 years basically for no reason. I'm like, why couldn't any of y'all stepped up and stopped it before they took 3 years from that guy? Like,
nobody ever thinks about the guy that doesn't get saved. But I agree with you. I would just be sitting there bitter as hell. I like, oh, did I not matter as much? My bad. I guess I should have cried more.
Not to divert too much, but have you ever watched In Time? With Justin Timberlake and Amanda Seyfried.
Oh yes, I've seen that movie, but it was so long ago. But yes, I like literally just they have their time on their wrist.
Yeah, and everything just costs time, which is meant to be. You know, like we all like that's really all what we're doing anyway. It's definitely a commentary on capitalism and everything else. But anywho, after Pansy steps up, uses her taser, and she needs a little help, Goku comes through for a very awesome fight sequence with the power pole. This looked fantastic. Goku cleans house. It's great. It's great. So far, no one is standing a chance against Goku in the demon realm.
There hasn't even been one fair fight yet, honestly.
Oh, one last thing that I forgot. That's way early in the episode.
Go ahead.
Goku's
I think I know where you're going.
Is the key sense. Goku's
able. Yes, Glorio. We're back on Namek. Glorio has no idea what sense and key is. So,
yeah.
Again, that shout out to the Earthlings, man. Just. Clutch technique after clutch technique. How do you even get around in the world without being able to sense key?
Nah, it is crazy.
Rookie mistake, man. Stupid rookie mistakes.
Basically, Goku's able to see an opponent is behind this rock, and Glorio's like, wait, how did you know? And yeah, key sense, and Glorio apparently can't do that. So I don't know, man. Glory Bros had a win and maybe an L all in the same episode. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, there was some wins and losses for sure.
And we get the reveal. The episode ends after, you know, saving everybody. They walk up to Pansy. She takes off her face mask, and we get the full reveal of her. And that is the end of the episode until the preview of next week, which is quite literally called Pansy. And looks to be a few more shots here with Goma and another mysterious Demon Realm type figure. And that's it. That's the episode.
And that, yeah, it was just over. And to be fair, great episode. I'll be honest. Not sure why they called it chatty. She doesn't talk that much.
Yeah, no.
But hey, you know what? Got him, I guess.
All right, Dotto. Is there anything else you want to mention about the episode?
No, I think we covered it all. Most of the meat, like the real stuff to digest was just that fusion will be happening at some point. They wanted that one out there. I think that was pretty much it.
I think, I think it's fair. It's a nice setup. It's a nice reason to get everybody to start coming back and wanting to see what's up with all of it. I guarantee there's at least one person that sees our podcast episode go live that had either watched episode one and fell off or maybe hadn't been interested yet. And they said, wait, hold up, Fusion. There's at least one person for sure. That did that because that's just the power of fusion. Again, as much as people want to be like, oh, fusions, they're cool. And like there's a reason that they're popular and there's a reason the games love them. So last week we gave episode 3. You gave it a 9. I give it an 8. It is my turn to go first. Are you ready to rate this episode, Dada?
Yes.
Okay.
You're going first, right?
I'm going first. So yeah, hold up your rating over there, Mr. Dada Doya.
All right, my went up.
All right, I loved this episode to no one's surprise. I thought it was really good pacing. Could not believe it was done when it was done. Like when Dotto was like, "Wait, are we about to?" I was like, "What?" Part of that was also too. We were waiting on like the massive thing that we had been told.
I was waiting on somebody to die.
Yeah, I genuinely messaged on. I said, dude, it's Glorio's day, man. He's done. But anyways, I'm giving it a 9. That was a great episode.
I also gave it a 9. I'll just say it right out the gate. I mean, last week's episode, I think I also gave a 9, right?
You did. Yeah, you did.
I do feel like this one was better, but it wasn't a 10. You know, have to save a 10. I'm not going to glaze that heavy, but good fight scenes. You know, this would also be another one that I would rewatch. I think if I ever come back to the series like a year from now, I'll probably just start at last week's episode and then ride it out is what it feels like so far.
Yeah, episodes 1 and 2 were very clearly, episode 1 is the Battle of Gods episode to sort of like be like, hey, look, it's all these characters back together and here's our recap. And then episode 2 was sort of the like true, I guess, stepping stone to jump into the thick of it. And then episode 3, rightly named Daima, because that's when we really got into like genuinely the series. So I'm still so stoked to watch the English dub episodes of everything, which I think we're getting next week, actually. I think it's next week is when those drop. So. Or at least come out in theaters. Now, thought it was time for
that would be crazy.
A little bit of
I can't wait for that.
A book club. Going back to again the episode 2 weeks ago from Eon DB says Toriyama was basically nudged into making his Piccolo movie into a Gohan one as well, so he decided no Gohan for Daima. Laughs. So again, the book club question was essentially where do people land on Gohan's involvement with Dragon Ball Daima? Have you ever heard, I've heard this, but I've never like questioned its validity or anything. Like, did Toriyama not want to include Gohan and he wanted to make a movie about Piccolo, but then they were like, hey, we need to have Gohan here too? Is that?
I have no idea if that's true. I
don't either.
Be surprised if that was just like a funny like gag that people were saying.
I've never, so much of, you know, that stuff is so, I don't know if it's like hard to find is the right word, but yeah, I mean, I've never questioned it, but also I can't tell if Gohan is not here because he's going to show up and be like some sort of savior. He's not here because a lot of people also mentioned just how much stronger he is than the rest of the cast right now. Like, his ultimate Gohan is just like so strong. And this is literally like a month after him basically going ultimate. So that could be another reason as well. Cooch says in the Japanese version, they speculate that the bad air in Buu could have diffused them. So they do mention it. Kinda, they go more in depth about it in Daima. Again, it's not about like, we understand that it was the atmosphere inside Buu that caused the diffusion of Vegito. It's just the way that they worded it and the way that they talked about it in Daima. Right. And that's where we landed.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Yes, there's just I don't know why people I it's just like, yeah, it was the anti-Patara gas. Thank goodness.
Yeah, it's the way they worded it was like the weirdness.
It's just funny. It's just funny to say it that way.
All right, Segnor says, I'm sure it's been said, but I think at the series finale post credits we'll see Kid Gohan studying and he turns back into an adult, having never noticed a change at all. I think this could be a thing too.
That would be pretty fucking funny, actually. I'd like that. That's good. That one wins my book club sticker of the week. One gets a gold sticker.
The final one from Gohan, the Gohan questions, is Blue's Clues 2099 is back, Dotto. They're back. Blue's Clues.
Okay.
All right, time for the book club segment. Hooray. On Gohan. I think Gohan is either going to be a surprise addition to the final fight, or it will be a bookend bit. In the final episode, we find out Gohan was studying so intensely and without breaks that he literally didn't even realize he became a child again. On Gloria,
this is a pretty popular idea.
Toriyama designed characters Mira and Toa are, in my opinion, heavy inspirations for Glorio and Dr. Arinsu. Toa is Deborah's sister and a scientist. Arinsu is Shin's sister and receives research grants from Deborah. Glorio was revealed to be hiding in the throne room during episode 1, and guess who else was? Arinsu. My guess is she wants control of the demon realm herself, and that Glorio serves her, similar to the relationship between Mira and Toa, which is why Glorio asked Goku in episode 2 to defeat Goma. It was Arinsu who gave Goma the idea that Goku and friends would come for him next after Buu, because she knew that whatever Goma ended up doing to them, she would send Glorio out to tell them to defeat Goma. The bro just basically spoil that shit for us. That's probably what it is. I like that theory a lot, actually.
I like that one. I'd buy in on that.
Okay. Good. Yo.
Great Damn. Book club meeting.
That, yeah. All right. So now for last week, this one isn't so much of a book club, but I just want to point this out. Just Josh tagged right. So you asked, I said I got some genuine laughs out of last week's episode. And I did. I chuckled like at least two or three times if you rewatched the reaction. And he tagged 1848, which is where I mentioned laughing at the power pole hitting the ceiling, hitting the roof of the spaceship. And he goes, that made me raise an eyebrow. Lamau, Goku literally strokes his power pole and then an extended. I had to go back and rewatch that when I saw this comment. And sure enough, he does. And I promise you, you can believe me if you want to or not, I did not notice that he stroked the power pole. Like, I just thought it was funny that, like, he just, you know, like, they're in this new ship and he did the thing.
I didn't
and,
either. Like, I only noticed that on Twitter when somebody posted it with the, like, AO. And I did not understand that. If that's what they were doing, I didn't get that at first.
No. Yeah, I did not notice that. When someone said that comment, I had to go back and read. I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh, I look like a fucking creep now, dude. Like, no, I did not notice that at first. All right. Haraki Rock. Harakiri Rock. I didn't think my favorite Flat Earth podcast could get any better than Dotto shows up half drunk.
Dude, it was a late night session. And now it's like another late night session. And this time I wasn't even drunk. I was just I'm just tired now.
All right, so Riddick says, is the setup device you were referring to Chekhov's gun? And you basically, we spent a lot of time last week's episode talking about what you call foreshadowing in like film and TV shows and stuff like that, but it's not referred to as foreshadowing. And then a non-rock also said telegraphed, not foreshadowing. So Dotto, do you know, is it Chekhov's gun or is it telegraphed, or do you even remember?
I don't know. I don't even remember what I said, to be honest. So it would be easier if I could, but Chekhov's gun could be what it is. I mean, it is a good example of Chekhov's gun would be this fusion beam or bug. Sorry. Like, that's a good example of it too. So what, I don't even remember what I was talking about. Like, what I was so stuck on. But
I can't.
I mean, yeah. It's a good term. So at least we did get a good term to come out.
I do think it might have been the Glorio stuff, right? Because Glorio still, especially last week, like he kept talking almost in, not in riddles, that's not the right way to say it, but not in definites either. Like there was so much, there's still so much mystery around Glorio, and it's clearly on purpose. I think that's what we're referring to. And speaking of, kind of, I guess, but Just Josh is unavailable. Tagged and said, I'm with you, tagged at 30 minutes in on the podcast last week and said, I'm with you on this, Dotto. Like, why are they so fixated on pointy ears? A little less of that in
just,
this one.
It's just straight racism. Yeah, this was the first week where we took a break from just inherent racism, which was nice. But, you know, it could be trying to play up that the pointy ears thing. Like, there could be a big reveal with it, or it literally could just be like an ID system. It could just be basic lore, you know? Like, yeah. So there is reasons, but I just think it's funny that it's just on site.
I do think that they are specifically, I was going to go two different ways here. I think that some of this stuff that we're hoping has payoff or hoping has some sort of resolve, it's not going to be right. It's kind of like that first week where we did the prediction on what the wish was going to be for the Gesu, and then guess what? There was no wish. I think there's going to be several of these things that we probably heavily focus on because we're doing a podcast where we talk about the episodes for like an hour. There's going to be very clearly things that we're like, ooh, I wonder where this goes. And it goes absolutely nowhere. And so the pointy ears thing, like, probably will literally go nowhere other than just being a thing that they use to be plot points on this is what a demon and this is what's not, you know? So, Dotto, I think with that, I think I can.
We made it to the music.
Hear the music, Dotto. What is
freedom? Freedom.
Thank you guys so much for supporting us to watch our reactions. Again, you can become a key member by clicking the join button on YouTube or going to patreon.com/key moments. For those of you that are already doing that, we appreciate your support a ton. Hit that like button, subscribe so we can get a key moments little plaque from YouTube. And Dotto, I guess we'll see you next week.
Yeah, I'll see you next week, guys. Yeah, I'll see you. See you around.